But, boy, ran into one hot goaltender for Mayville Portland.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking on the way up here. I have no interest in talking about how we played tonight. I just want to talk about how good Cutler was tonight. He was stood on his head. I didn't think we played, obviously, very well, but how good was he tonight? He was outstanding. We threw everything but the kitchen sink at him, and he was up to the task. 42 saves, just super impressive, especially, I mean, we scored on, what, the second shift, and then he stood on his head the rest of the night. Like, just an excellent job, and really, credit to their team. I thought they played excellent tonight. They executed a game plan. They kept getting pucks deep on us, making us go 200 feet. They did a really nice job tonight, so tough loss for us, but really, really good game for Mayville.
Your guys were able to get 43 shots on net, and I'm sure that was that's got to make you feel proud. At least the offense is able to produce in that way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're being honest. I said to these guys, you can see this one coming. We last three games probably we've gotten lots of shots, but we haven't been able to score. And we talked a little bit about it pregame that we need to find ways to put the puck in the back of the net. And tonight we bad combination, right? We haven't been able to score, and we have a goalie that stood on his head. So that's not going to lead to a lot of wins. Doesn't matter who you play, but we got to find get back to maybe a little simplicity and just get a little hungrier around the net. Get some screens in front of the net. I didn't think we did a very good job of getting in his eyes tonight, and if we do that, we'll have a little bit more success down there.
Well, ironically, you guys did end up getting off to a really good start with Ecker scoring on the second shot on goal of the game. It's just Cutler Peterson ending up making 40 consecutive saves from there on out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe honestly, maybe the not the best thing that could have happened for us was to score on the second shift, and it kind of we came in thinking, and myself included, that we would take care of business tonight, and it would just kind of happen for us, and then it did on the first shift. They made a great play. Ecker had a great shot. We score, and we think it's just going to kind of be easy here, and then all of a sudden we're in trouble. We get down, fairly quickly there, 2-1, heading into the end of the first period.
And then in the second and third period, you guys are still able to keep applying that offensive pressure. Late in the third period, you call your timeout, and it looked like you had a play design that went about as perfect as it could have gone, other than the fact that Cutler Peterson saved that as well.
Yeah, again, we did everything that we could to score tonight, and we couldn't find the back of the net, and it just wasn't our night. We hit a couple of pipes. He made some outstanding saves. It just wasn't meant to be for us tonight.
Well, it's going to be a quick turnaround tomorrow. Is that going to be a good thing?
I think so, right? We just get back at it tomorrow and try to fix some of the things that we didn't do very well today, and get into it again. We got senior night, so we'll honor all 10 of our seniors. But it's going to be it's a quick turnaround. It's kind of nice. I'm ready for a practice, to be honest. This will be our fourth game in 5 days, so the boys are probably a little bit gassed, but hopefully this can motivate us to come out a little bit better tomorrow. And before we wrap up here, Brady Chandler tonight made his debut. I thought he played outstanding. Really good job for us tonight, disappointed that we didn't play good enough in front of him.
That was going to be my next question, was about the sophomore netminder, Brady Chandler, because we both talked about it right after the game wrapped up. We thought, boy, Brady, he played really well, especially for the fact that he didn't see a lot of pucks for quite a few chunks of time, and he was still on his game.
Long chunks of time in between him getting shots. I thought he played great. He did a good job. Like I said, I'm just sad that we didn't get in front of him and play a little bit better to help him get his first W tonight. But, like I said, he was good tonight, and it's being goalie's tough. You can play a great game and the rest of your team doesn't do much, and you don't get rewarded for it in the win column. So no, he was outstanding tonight. It was one of those nights. I felt like you could kind of see it coming over the weekend, just thinking, hey man, we got to score some more goals here. We're just not finding the back of the net. And we were not getting lucky, but we were finding ways to win when maybe we didn't necessarily deserve to. It kind of came back and bit us tonight. But all the credit to Mayville. I thought they played outstanding tonight. We just weren't up to the task.
How's Carter Trudeau?
Yeah, you know, he's a little banged up. He's just a little stiff. That's a big hit. I you can call the penalty on it, but it was a big hit. And he's a little banged up. He's hopefully going to be able to go tomorrow. But yeah, it was tough to lose him there down the stretch. But guy stepped up. I thought Brandon Colburn again stepped up into it. Like, it seems like every time we need somebody to step up, he's the guy, and does a great job. He was battling out front there on the empty netter and just looked great for us.
Well, it's going to be that quick turnaround. We alluded to it earlier in the interview. You're going to be playing Breckenridge Wahpeton tomorrow. What do you know about them?
Yeah, I mean, they're young. They got some good sophomore talent. Our JV went down and played their JV earlier this year. Again, similar to tonight, right? It just depends on which Crookston Pirate team shows up, right? If we can come back and play our game. And I just thought we were pretty easy to play against tonight. We didn't make it hard on anybody else. And just sort of thought things were going to happen for us, and that ain't us. That ain't going to be successful whether you play Mayville, Eastside, Thief River, Red Lake Falls, doesn't matter, right? If we play like that, we're going to be in trouble. So you might find a way to win just on talent alone at times, but tonight we again ran into a hot goalie, and it wasn't to be.
Thank you very much for joining us, coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you as well.